because you don't put in the work. So how bad do you really want it? If you had to sacrifice almost everything you had to go on a fast and get closer to God, would you do it? You say yes, but when your mind tells you to go on a fast, you begin to second guess yourself and act clueless, like you don't know what you're talking about. Think about it. If opportunity knocked, would you answer before you said, who is it? Or would you look through the window in a peephole, open a door, opportunity's gone and you missed it? Which one are you? Because all I'm seeing is people that start stuff, but they don't ever finish it. Talk about being successful, but they don't even live it. So how bad do you really want it? Do you believe in yourself, or are you still looking for help? And why is it that when you fail, you blame others for your mistakes when the only person who can stop you from who you want to be in this life is yourself? How bad do you really want it? If you were the only one who believed that you could live out your dream, would you still chase it? Or are you one of those people who hangs out with those who shoot down your dreams and you just sit there and take it? And you give up and say you're not going to make it? How bad do you really want it? If the person right next to you had your success in his hands and could get you to where you wanted to be in life, would you ask him? Or would you just stand there, close your mouth, wave at him, and let him walk past you? You say that you would ask him, but God has your success right in his hand, and he's telling you that you're a winner when you keep saying that you're a loser, failing trying to do it by yourself, not relying on God when he says, I got plans to give you a hope in the future. How bad do you really want it? If God told you to walk by faith for a couple of weeks, would you trust him? Or would you lean into your own understanding and trust your own judgment? How bad do you really want it? Because if you ask me, it seems like you don't want it that bad at all. And it's crazy, because if a doctor said you only had a couple of weeks to live, you'd be out there in the world trying to do it all. Every dream that ever came to your mind. So how bad do you really want it? Because if you really wanted it that bad, you wouldn't let nothing stop you. And you should know that with men, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So how bad do you really want it? Because the enemy will try to stop us from being who we're supposed to be, but all we got to do is put in the work, because God's already given us the victory. It only comes down to one thing, and that's how bad do you really want it? So ask yourself, how bad do I really want it? Note to self, it's one thing to dream. It's another thing to talk about it. If you really want it like you say you want it, go get it. How bad do you want it? Shoot your shot. Figaro, Figaro. She threw the ball in my court, so I decided to lay it up like I was doing a finger roll. And I know it sounds kind of crazy, but Shorty got a nice game. You see, her heart is so amazing, because the way she plays defense, it got me straddling defense. And I'm realizing she the one I want to spend my life with. But baby girl, I need a chance. Can you give me a chance? I D you up in man, but I'd rather have the ball in my hand so I could take you to the hole. Post you up in the lane, show you my little jumper so you could see I got game. And you could call a timeout, but ain't nothing gonna change. And I ain't worried about the crowd and how they try to put dirt up on my name just because I'm playing away. Because right now, me and you ain't on the same team, but we both know that I'm really the one that you need, because you've been looking for somebody who could be clutch for you when it come down to it, and I'm the one who could hit that three. So baby, if you let me, I could be your MVP, even though right now I'm a R-double-O-K-I-E. But one day I hope that you see that when it come down to you, if people gonna get in the way while I'm on a fast break, I should hit them with a Euro step until there's no one left. But I'd rather just shoot my shot and watch it go in the net. And if I miss my shot, I'm driving to the hole next. And if they end up fouling me, I hope I fall and watch it go in the net so I can say and one. And one, yeah, I landed on a bad one, and I know they feeling mad, huh? They mad, huh? Cause I finally made that basket, and now she talking about lay it up on me, just push it up on me. I see you trying to get it in, and now you're shooting for the win. Baby girl, you saw me go to the hole, and I ended it with that finger roll, and they ended up fouling me, so now I'm sitting at the free throw line. And my heart pounding inside. But I've been training for this moment my whole life, and you can see it in my eyes. And the crowd trying to distract me, but I ain't trying to pay attention. I take a deep breath, take my four dribbles and spin it. And a shot goes in, and all of a sudden we win it. So I'm back at half court, cause I'm ready to start defending. Cause girl, I ain't trying to let nobody get at you. I figured you could see it in my demeanor, even though I'm trying to play it cool. And as he dribbles past half court, there's only a couple seconds left on the clock, and I'm running through all these picks trying to beat him to his favorite spot, and he tries to cross me over, but I lower my base. He takes two dribbles to the right, and I cut him off right away.